Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Major disruptions to the country's rail, air and energy networks could lie ahead on Tuesday as unions met yesterday to plan strikes to bring down the government's pension reform. The aim on March the 7th is to bring the country to a standstill. The union CGT is calling on workers to step up. Meanwhile, the bill on pension reform has reached the Senate and senators have until March 12th to vote on the text. More than 110 hours of debate have been scheduled with 4,700 amendments on the table. The Senate chair, Gérard Larcher, has reiterated his wish to reach the end of the text. In the Assemblée Nationale, officials are voting on tackling underage use of the internet. A new bill would oblige social network platforms to refuse anyone under 15 who was trying to sign up. Those under 15 would need parental permission to create an account. Any failure to put in place the safeguarding could lead to sanctions, including a fine of up to 1% of the platform's global turnover. An individual has been charged in the case of missing Leslie and Kevin 3 months after the couple went missing in Deux-Sèvres. A friend of the pair has been charged with kidnapping and forcible confinement. This friend has been placed in pretrial detention. Two other individuals remain in custody in this case, according to the investigation so far. The disappearance of the couple may be linked to drug trafficking. And finally, it's a charity concert that is counting on you. The Enfoiré concert is this evening on Channel TF1. All profits will be donated to the food drive charity The Resto du Cœur. And for the next 3 days, volunteer teams across the country will be collecting food donations in supermarkets. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.